This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'm going to get to this Amazon Files stuff that I was trying to get to before, and Elvis Chan and a bunch of phone calls and stuff this hour. But I want to give you my real thoughts on all this impeachment stuff, on the GOP failing and everything else. And then, yeah, I'll get back to the calls. 877-377-4373. Okay. Let's assume the impeachment fails next week, which I don't know. But let's assume that this was the last one and they're not going to impeach Mayorkas. There are words in our country that are treasured and valued and thought of as being wonderful that I despise. I think they're bad words. Words like tolerance. I'm not impressed by your tolerance ever. This country is way too tolerant. There are words this country has decided are bad, evil words. And they're words that I love. Discrimination is one of those words. People love to brag about it. Left, right, middle. I don't discriminate. I would never discriminate. Well, why? Why don't you discriminate? I discriminate with every major decision I make. Now, it's not based on one thing or another, but when I'm picking out something important, like where I'm going to order a pizza from, I discriminate. This place messed up my order the last time. This place didn't. I'm discriminating against this place. Discrimination is a good thing, a very good thing. Escalation is another one of those words. Escalation is treated by people in this country as if it's a bad word. You hear it all the time. Well, we don't want to escalate. Well, we shouldn't escalate things. Let's not escalate things. We shouldn't escalate things. Escalation is the way to stop bad men, oftentimes. Oftentimes, it is the way to stop a bad man. You don't want to meet him with what he's doing. You want to escalate things to destroy him. If a cop shows up and it's a bank robbery, hostage situation, bank robber's got something full auto in there, I don't want the cop to match him. I want you to bring something even bigger and defeat him. When Donald Trump was president, the system, we'll just make it about Democrats for now, though. The system decided that Donald Trump had to be defeated and destroyed at any cost. And the things they did during Donald Trump's four-year presidency were astounding. Impeaching him over nothing twice. Impeachment was the biggest deal in the world, a major deal in the country. They impeached Trump twice over nothing. He didn't even do anything, not even anything slightly controversial. And I would tell you if he did, you know, I'm not afraid to criticize him. He did nothing, absolutely nothing. His own State Department defied him. You realize what Vindman did at the State Department? You know that Vindman should be prosecuted for felonies, right? You can't just hand out classified information because you're mad at Donald Trump. Vindman should be prosecuted for felonies. What, Chris? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's another great point, Chris. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, publicly admitted that he would have given China a heads up before we attacked if Donald Trump... Just amazing things. Democrats, the system, in response to Donald Trump's election, escalated things, escalated the nastiness, escalated the political hostilities in this country to a level this country has never seen since the Civil War. Never have we seen this level of division and rancor caused 100% by Democrats and their response to Donald Trump. If we want that to stop, we don't just have to match them. We have to do worse than they did. And that makes so many people uncomfortable. The truth is, Joe Biden himself should have been impeached the second the GOP took back the House of Representatives. It should have been their first vote. Not that I want to interrupt any handouts to foreign nations, but it should have been their first vote. Vote number one should have been an impeachment of Joe Biden, and they should impeach him every 6 months over something. Oh, over what? I don't care over what. It is important that Democrats understand you escalate, we will escalate. So watch yourself next time. It's important that they understand that. Instead, the GOP's had the House for how long? Over a year now. Over a year. And they can't even impeach that loser Mayorkas, who as the head of Department of Homeland Security, his job is to secure the nation. As the head of DHS, he opened up the border on purpose and flooded the country with illegals. Impeachment? He should already be arrested. He should be put on trial in front of the American people. That should be the penalty. Chris, do you have that comment from McClintock? Tom McClintock, he's one of the four dorks who just voted against impeaching Mayorkas. I don't need you to take my word for it. I want you to listen to this. And as you listen to this, I want you to understand something. We can never, ever, ever win if these people represent us.
Mr. Speaker, Secretary Mayorkas is guilty of maladministration of our immigration laws on a cosmic scale. But we know that's not grounds for impeachment because the American founders specifically rejected it. They didn't want political disputes to become impeachments because that would shatter the separation of powers that vests the enforcement of the laws with the president, no matter how bad a job he does. Cabinet secretaries can't serve two masters. They can be impeached for committing a crime relating to their office, but not for carrying out presidential policy.
I've heard enough, Chris. I've heard enough. You see, we can't escalate. We can't respond to the communist guys because the founders didn't want it. The separation. You see, separation of powers. The Constitution says that I can't fight back. I'd love to, but the founders didn't want that. And I can't fight for you. Oh my gosh. Make me sick. Here's a list of reasons why I won't fight for you. That's the GOP. The GOP, for as long as I live, quote, conservatism, for as long as I live, is handing me a list of reasons why they won't fight back. I'm sick to death of it. See, this is why I didn't even want to talk about impeachment, because I knew I was going to get my blood pressure up and I'm going to calm myself down. But I'm so tired of being handed a list of reasons why you can't do anything to stop these demons from destroying this country. Democrats will impeach every Republican president from now until the end of time. It won't stop at Donald Trump. If we ever get another Republican president in there, he'll be impeached every single month Democrats hold the House of Representatives, because you lack the stones to do anything back to them. I'm sick of it. Oh, the founders, the Constitution. Take your Constitution and shove it up your rear end. I'm so sick of hearing about it. Do something. These people are killing us. Gosh. I'm sorry. I'm fine. You can call in. I won't yell. I'll be fine. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Look how calm I am. I'm fine. I won't yell. I promise. I'm going to move on past it. Just had to get that off my chest. Whew. I need some relief. And that's why I take Relief Factor every day. What, Chris?
look, life comes with pain. It's not just the GOP. That would just be pain in your rear end. But other pain, joint pain, back, muscle pain, hands, freaking hands. Why do your hands hurt now? You know you can find a natural way to relieve that, right? Relief Factor is natural. It's all drug-free. Drug-free. We must become drug-free. Three-week quick start kits are just $19.95. You want real relief? You don't have to live with those aches every day. You're wincing every time you put your shoes on. You don't have to live like that. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. I'll be back with your calls.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Escalation. They impeached Donald Trump twice over nothing, spent 4 years destroying his presidency from within, kneecapping everything he tried. We can't even impeach the DHS secretary who opened the border on purpose because of the Constitution. It's not what the founders would have wanted. Oh, my freaking goodness. But I am calm, like I said. I'm good to go now. I am calm, Chris. Shut up. I'm fine. I'm going to talk to Chad from Vermont. Chad, go ahead, bud.
Hey, Jesse. When if America does get impeached and goes the entire way, what stops the system from just appointing another loser just to pick up the torch and carry on? And do you think Lauren Boebert will lose her seat in the next election? Thanks, buddy.
First thing on Mayorkas. Well, actually, second thing. I don't know about Boebert's. I know Boebert got kind of run out of her district. She had to move districts. So Boebert, I don't know. I haven't talked to her. I don't know what her status is on re-election. That's one. Two, it's a very good question. Wouldn't they just appoint another guy? Yes, I want to be clear about this. Tangibly, as far as tangible results go, impeaching Mayorkas actually doesn't do anything because Biden is just going to put another open borders communist as head of DHS. You don't impeach Mayorkas because it's going to secure the border or do something tangible. You impeach Mayorkas because it's embarrassing for him. It's humiliating for Democrats, humiliating for Joe Biden. Remember when with impeachment, if you impeach somebody, they then have to go through a trial in the Senate. You have a bunch of these lawyers in the Senate who are going to ask him some brutal questions under oath, which he'll have to answer. So even if it fails in the Senate, and of course it would, but even if it didn't, the process is the punishment. It's important that Democrats understand you impeached ours, we'll impeach yours. And I know in this namby-pamby world, maybe the problem is we don't have enough GOPers who spent time in the military or played sports or something like that. I don't know what kind of feminized world these losers come from, but in a guy's world, in the real world, the way it works, you better make sure the other side knows that you will hurt them back or they're never going to stop, ever. You do it because it's embarrassing, because it's humiliating. All right, before I get to this next one, I want to do this real quick. This is kind of breaking news, but it's not news yet. All this stuff is dropping in the last hour of the show. Ronna McDaniel is the completely useless head of the RNC. The word is that she's going to resign. As of this exact moment, look, we're live here. She has not resigned. The word is she's going to resign. So, I mean, okay. Look, it's February of an election year. That's pretty late in the game. Ronna McDaniel should have been out a long time ago. It's something, I guess, though. So, whatever. It is what it is. Angie, New York, go.
Hi, good evening. Hello?
Marcus, go.
That was awesome, Jesse. Hey, as usual, bar's hungry. I haven't heard it eat in a while. Calling in my shirt.
Yes, sir. It was hungry, Marcus. Go ahead, bud.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, I'm wondering what you think about this. There's got to be an anti-communist federal judge out there somewhere that can issue a warrant for Joe Biden's arrest. We get a whole bunch of chalk guy, a whole bunch of SWAT guys, a whole bunch of National Guard that are hopped up on chalk and make the arrest. What do you think?
Look, I don't disagree. I said after they raided Mar-a-Lago, a Democrat should be raided and arrested. In fact, we should have raided and arrested 5 to 10 of them. Again, escalating, letting them know it's coming back for you too. I don't disagree. That's not a crazy thought. That's how it should be. But again, hello TGOP. Look, he nailed it. Marcus nailed it. We need some chalk. We need chalk to just be spread from maybe. Maybe I'll talk to Seton at Chalk. Here, hear me out, Chris. Hear me out. Michael, you went to college. Tell me if this is possible. So we take the natural herbal supplements from Chalk in a male vitality stack. Is there any way we can aerosol it, essentially put it in like a Piper Cub plane and just fly it over GOP headquarters and just spray male vitality stack all over the GOP just to raise these T levels up? I think this is a great plan. I think it's an outstanding. I'll talk to Seton about it. Anyway, you don't need a plane. You could just go to chalk.com and get a male vitality stack for yourself and feel like $1 million and never sound like Ken Buck. I just did that on the fly. Anyway, chok.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? Mike Seabrook, go.
Hey, Jesse. Quick preamble and then the question. You do a great, outstanding job always of explaining complex civil matters to me and the rest of your listeners. Now, when you talk about political caucuses, I understand your point that the more membership you have in a caucus, the more heft and weight it has, the more influence. But then I think about the squad. What is that, 3 or 4 girls and 1 guy? And that is a small caucus, which has a lot of influence. So my question is, can a smaller caucus that's more widely experienced have as much influence as a much larger, heftier caucus?
And here's the thing. It's all in how you use it, right? It's all in how you use it. It's not always about the size of the caucus. If it's a smaller caucus and you know how to use it right, then it can be very effective. And here's what I mean. You mentioned how tiny the caucus of the squad is. Yes, the squad is tiny, 4 or 5 members. Yes, it is. But they have used their insane communist base to intimidate Democrat leadership and force them hard to the left. Remember, you know all this Green New Deal crap they do now? Oh, the solar panel, this, and oil's evil, and all this crazy stuff. Do you remember? You remember where that got started? Most people don't remember. AOC was a freshman at the time, a freshman congressman out of the Bronx. And she put out, supposedly by accident, on her website, a proposal, a Green New Deal. Let's destroy all of America. And this was during the original Democrat primary, the one Hillary was in against Trump. Every single Democrat in that primary came out and endorsed the Green New Deal immediately. They felt forced to. Even the ones who thought it was insane, and many of them did, they felt forced to. That's the difference. And remember, Democrats show up in primaries. Chuck Schumer's worried about being primaried. Nancy Pelosi's always been worried about being primaried. As long as the GOPers never show up in primaries, then we can't yank our party to the right. All right. 877-377-4373. I'll get to the Amazon stuff and then back to those calls in a second. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get back to your calls, I want to cover something just really quickly here. I want to remind those losers in the GOP who praise the FBI. They talk about how they can't impeach Mayorkas because of the founders. I want to remind every member of the GOP that the federal government is they're turning hostile to you. They're turning hostile to your constituents. And this isn't like a pendulum that's swinging back and forth. This is a snowball that is gaining steam. The American government is aiming its guns at the American right. And we desperately need you dorks in D.C. to do something to stop them. I don't want to hear any more about the founders. I don't want to hear about the Constitution. I don't want to hear about we're better than that. I need your help. We need your help. You're there with the congressman pin on your lapel. Start helping us. Headline, Republicans sue FBI agent who allegedly lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. That would be FBI agent, special agent, well, former special agent now, Elvis Chan. Elvis Chan took his position as special agent of the FBI, and he used it to electioneer on behalf of Joe Biden, telling social media companies to censor a story that would hurt Joe Biden's chances at election. Elvis Chan should be on year three of a 50-year stint in federal prison for crimes like that. Instead, he's off scot-free. Free as a bird. Headline, Jim Jordan's Amazon files reveal the Biden White House pressure on a company to censor books. What company would that be? The biggest book-selling company on the planet, Amazon. The Biden White House, we know this, it's in writing now, repeatedly pressured Amazon to censor books questioning the efficacy of the vaccine that doesn't work. Meaning if you tried to publish a book that said truthful information about the therapeutic heart exploding the shot that so many took, the White House tried to censor it here in America. And oh, for the coup de grace, this might be the coup de grace. Do we need to remember that the federal government, we now know, began flagging things? What do I mean by flagging? Starting files on American citizens as potential domestic terrorists if they purchased guns, Bibles, if they had MAGA in the memo line. Oh, Jesse, that was an internet conspiracy theory. Really? Janet Yellen had to sit down in front of Congress and she was questioned about it? Tell me where you hear the denial.
Has Treasury, including FinCEN or federal banking agencies like the Fed, FDIC, instructed financial institutions to search Americans' legal transactions in attempts to surveil their purchases?
Well, we received a letter from you, I believe, on this topic, and we intend to investigate fully and to respond.
Have you instructed banks and financial institutions to provide this information?
Well, FinCEN job is to work with financial institutions to make sure.
Are they instructing financial institutions to search Americans' legal transactions in attempts to surveil their purchases?
I promise a thorough look into everything.
Well, this is really concerning.
Oh, I promise we're going to look into that. Oh wow! Hey, Are we flagging? Are we starting files on Americans? Oh, man, you know, we just got your letter 5 minutes ago, and we're going to dig into it. I'll get back to you, all right? I'm going to circle back, and I'll get back to you. The financial institutions have been reporting to the federal government when you buy a Bible. The FBI electioneered on behalf of Joe Biden while spying on Donald Trump. We need the low-T GOP to step up and fight as if we're in a dangerous situation, because we are. So I don't want to hear any more speeches from Tom McClintock about why he can't impeach Mayorkas because of the founders. If I have to hear about the founders one more time as an excuse for why you can't fight for me, I'm going to vomit live on air. I can't take it anymore. Yeah. You know what? Someone disagrees with me on that. Let's talk to him. That's fine. John, California. Go, boss.
Hey, Jesse. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, brother.
I'm a combat veteran, and I can't believe I heard you trashing the Constitution. This country's great because of the Constitution. And we just can't get hung up doing things that our opponents want us to do. They wanted us to try to impeach that.
Hold on a second, John.
I don't want to get into
No, I understand. I understand it. I appreciate you watching your language on this family show, but let me ask you, John, when did I trash the Constitution?
When you were talking about the voting that went on for the impeachment.
Was I trashing the Constitution, or was I trashing the GOP using the Constitution as an excuse for why they can't do anything?
Well, you were doing both. You were doing both. I understand your feeling about it, but the thing is that you're not going to win going down that path. Just one example, one great example.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was crucified, what did he say? He said, "Forgive them." And we're still worshiping Jesus after over 2,000 years. That's the path to go. You don't worry about the people that are doing it wrong. They'll be gone. You just focus on what's right. Do what's right.
What did Jesus, John, what did Jesus tell?
What's right is
what did Jesus tell his disciples to do with their plows? John, you there?
I didn't get that whole question.
What did Jesus
I'm talking about
tell,
his action. His
what
response.
Did Jesus... Okay, I'll answer the question for you. We can't turn our other cheek to victory. And Jesus instructed the disciples to turn their plows into swords. Jesus was not some useless pacifist like everyone's trying to make him out to be these days. That is not real. That is not real at all. And the Bible, if you're going to use that, is full of warriors, lions. Samson beating 1,000 Philistines to death with a jawbone. David's out there collecting foreskins as a wedding dowry. And the only verse we know is turn the other cheek. Jeez. I'm fine. Ken, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse, first of all, you're 100% right about Jesus, man. That's no doubt. Hey, Jesse, I, like you, I'm a country boy. I didn't participate in the school process probably much at all. But I have read 3 books a week for 40 years, just like it sounds like my man does. I'm a dumb country boy, but I would debate any congressman on anything, and I would clean the floor with him. My mayor called. I got a sidetrack, Jesse. Hey, you and I both know, as men of wisdom from reading books, how this is all going to end up. And I understand why and how you hold back. Part is because you have to. If we win in 24 presidency, they're going to go ape crap and try and do the same stuff again, only this time we're not going to let them. That's one thing. Second of all, if they win, we can't let that happen or it's gone. And you know it, Jesse, and I know why you hold back, brother, and I appreciate it. I like to call you on lighter notes, Jesse, but this one got me, man.
No, I got you, brother. I got you. I know exactly what you're saying, and I hope to God you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I said I hope to God you're wrong. All right. Enough. Look, we have to get to headlines I didn't get to. I want to try to get to a couple emails. Don't forget, you can email the show and should jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, whatever. Look, you can yell at me. That's fine. Again, you can criticize me. That's totally fine. I'm a big boy. I'll be fine. If you call in, as you found out earlier, even though you can't call anymore tonight, if you call in, you get bonus points for calling on your Pure Talk phone. Why? Because you're not supporting a garbage commie company. The culture war is fought on the corporate battlefield as well. It is. It's fought everywhere.
They've pushed communism everywhere. Therefore, the fight is everywhere. And no, you can't turn the other cheek your way out of it. Dump the dirtball commie company you have and switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk gives you the same coverage. Keep your phone, keep your number, deal with an American who speaks English on the phone. It takes 10 minutes to switch. That's it. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of everything else. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, don't forget, Joe Biden is not he's not for abortion on demand. Just the first three trimesters.
I'm not saying Biden's for abortion on demand. Not true. That's not what Roe v. Wade said. It's in the three trimesters. Not a word.
Gosh, that's not true. It's just the first three trimesters. Quit being stressful. And I can't get past Joe Biden talking about how after he got elected, he met with Mitterrand, who died in 1996.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him.
Oh, he goes on to describe the conversation he had with the guy who's been dead for 28 years. Gosh. That's where we are. All right, I got to get to some emails real quick before I get to headlines. Remember, you can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, it's no obfuscate, but you got to try this word out instead of lawsuit happy. Litigious. 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 Am I saying that right, Chris? Litigious? I've used litigious before. That's right. We have to increase our litigiousness. Max litigiosity, he says. Says I can say his name. His name is Scott. We do need to be more litigious. I agree. Dear Mr. Meat, I watched your Monday show. You wear an orange hoodie. Oh, yeah. Remember, you can watch me do the radio show. You have to watch me on the First TV, though. I have a TV show on the First TV every single night. 9 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. It's extremely compelling, as you can imagine, extremely compelling. Jesse, I hope you did 180 days of workouts in 23. I haven't heard you talk about the importance of jury duty. That's because you haven't listened for very long. I talk all the time about getting on a jury, especially if it's a federal case, and voting accordingly. One quick thing before we get to headlines I didn't get to. I love this word. Remember, I love this word? One of the great commie terms in this country that goes by most people is the term best practices. Remember when the Biden administration, they tried to create the Office of Misinformation, completely creepy, and people kept interrogating them. Well, what's the office going to do? What do you do? What's your role here? And all they could ever answer is, well, we're going to determine best practices. We're just trying to figure out best practices. Best practices. They do this all the time. Best practices. Here's one. Nevada Supreme Court hosts gender ideology best practices training for judges. Always watch out for that word. Whenever you hear that word, understand that they're lying about something. They're trying to cover about something. And speaking of the lying, remember, they all lie all the time. Communists have to lie. It's built into them. The truth, it's not in them. It's not humanly possible for it to be in them. That's why the president's amnesty deal that cut a fat check to foreign countries, this is how he responds.
We would finally provide the funding that I repeatedly requested, most recently in October, to actually secure the border. That includes an additional 1,500 border agents and officers to secure the border, to physically secure it. In addition, 100 cutting-edge machines to detect and stop fentanyl at the southwest border. We have that capacity.
Lying at all times. All right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Denver only has enough money to fund migrants for 2 more months. No. Oh my gosh. You mean the illegals who violated our country's sovereignty, who pulled down their pants and peed all over my country the second they got here? We might run out of money to hand them? Oh, the horror. They might have to go home. The short-sighted effort to ban cell-cultivated meat in some states. I'd almost forgotten about the relentless anti-meat campaign from the communists. These people hate meat, everyone except for Dome. These people have decided they're just going to lab grow meat now. Yes, I'm sure that'll be really, really wonderful for you. Voters give El Salvador's Nayib Bukele a landslide win. Yes, they tend to do that in countries that were ravaged by violent crime, and then a man gets elected, throws all the violent criminals in dark holes, and now it's one of the safest countries around. The people tend to appreciate that sort of thing. Egypt's canal receipts fall by almost half after Red Sea attacks. Oh, like that canal's a big deal anyway. Go beep themselves. Ouch. Rank and file Border Patrol agents slam Senate funding deal. Yes, Border Patrol agents have had just about enough of the Biden administration. I have had enough of doing this show. Just for tonight. I'm just kidding. I'm doing fine. I'm having a blast, but I'm doing fine. But I need to leave. You can email me and should. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We will do it again tomorrow. We will have fun. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.